Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, well, here is the Tuesday podcast. And what a show it was. Andy Lee is a very funny man.
Oh, he's so joined funny. Us. Yeah, so funny, lovely especially guy. When he's on a phone on a 3.5 second delay.
Yeah, we love that.
What's going on? They've got him hooked up by the
TV. He was
TV
committed
station.
To that, Ivy. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. Falling asleep at work, we talked about.
Didn't that go gangbusters? After... We're very unproductive. Yeah. Call in. Lines are blocked.
All right, I'll get you going.
I don't.
148Ks, girl instructor on the pingers, fell asleep. Bang, tune yep. in.
Bang, you shaved it off. It was 164.
164.
Give it another 20 off.
He fell asleep at 146.
Good, the bad and the ugly's in there as well.
It's so popular.
Black sheep. We talked about, Baz loved that topic, the black sheep stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a heap more.
Oh, don't forget the head-to-head, Mark McGowan.
We know not many people.
No blue from where I stand.
You hate him?
Come on, be ridiculous. I've got nothing but respect for our Premier.
I can bleep, you know.
Is he like you?
It's a podcast. let it loose.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
Man, let's watch this develop. But it's come out that Scott Morrison, he's copping it hard because he's sworn himself into multiple other secret ministries back when. That included finance, health and science and something else.
Mm. I'm shocked the politician's done something. I'm shocked.
Like, seriously, this is above and beyond a fair bit of stuff that's gone on. This is red hot. Anthony Albanese had a little to say about it.
This is a sort of tin pot activity that we would ridicule if it was in a non-democratic country. It is unbecoming, it was cynical, and it was just weird.
Weird. A lot of stuff going
just
on.
Weird.
It'll be interesting. I don't think Scott Morrison said anything thus far. He's busy. I think he's overseas, OS at the moment.
Do you know one of the things that have come out of COVID that sort of bugs me? Is we now hear from politicians. Like, when are we going to go back to opening nursing homes and park benches? Just cutting some ribbons and
turning
whatever.
Turning a sod. Yeah, we're going to kick this off.
I'll put up with a photo of you pulling a beer or something once every 6 months, but not every day. I've had a gutful of the lot.
It's going to keep going.
The lot.
Michelle has the details.
I certainly do in the next story here. Channel 10 of this. And thanks again. I just got even more formal hearing that. It just kicks in.
Spark
it's
it
like
up,
exactly like hearing a starter's pistol, even though I was never in athletics.
Were you good at athletics?
I was good until I was really good until I got hips and boobs. Yeah, I used to be lightning fast.
And then
I went, I'll have a go at everything. And I went, oh, that's gone. And never did it again.
Right.
So, yeah. But anyhow, Channel 10, right? They've got a new show, and it's called 10 News First Breakfast. And Lachlan Kennedy and Natasha X will be at the
10 News First Breakfast. So it's the news that's first.
Yep.
Because they do 5 instead of the 6 slot.
No, this is up early in the morning.
So they like doing the early shift.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. They get in first. They go, bang, we've got it all for you. Now, unfortunately, and get behind this, guys.
Do you have what time it clicks off?
That it kicks in at 8 and it clicks off. So it's a half hour and then you kick into Studio 10 there. Uh-huh. But it launched last month, okay? And unfortunately, the ratings last Wednesday, not one person watched it here in Perth.
Do you find that hard to believe, though?
No, because the sample size of what they go, hang on, tell us what you're listening, what you watched, it's not that big. But it's a jungle out there.
I mean, that's a tough score.
Can we all
But I'm not here to judge ratings.
No.
The situation I find ourselves in.
I was going to say at 8 o'clock, give him a watch, but don't because our show's still on.
I'll give him a call and offer up some support advice. We're in the trenches.
Yeah. How about a cuppa and a chat, guys?
Yeah.
We'll see you soon. And hit me again.
Michelle, this is going to be huge.
It absolutely is. Thanks as well. And overnight spotted Harry Styles, our man. What's he doing?
This song is the worst song ever.
No, get out of here. You just don't.
Sugar home.
Don't hate him because he's beautiful.
No, I'm a 1D man from
You're
way back.
You're a 1D man.
But not this. One watermelon sugar. He says it 58 times.
What are you, 1D? Xavier, what do you want to hear?
Oh, geez, I don't.
Just any of the bangers.
Just any of the bangers.
You lied up. I don't even know the words. But anyhow, he was spot. There it is.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
I'll watch you dance.
I mean, if it's 2 a.m. and I've had 38 beers, I've found 1D on the speaker
Indeed.
Before.
Well, you know what? God bless Harry Styles. He's been walking around wearing a Ricardo F1 T-shirt right behind him.
He's backed him in. So, do you reckon he actually has any idea who Dan Ricardo is, or it's just one of those T-shirts that you land? Yeah, when someone wears, oh, you're wearing... That looks like, good. Oh, yeah, I don't know much about it, to be honest. So, it just looks good.
I reckon we could get him in a Ben Cousins Street X T-shirt. We should ship one over.
Ooh, Harry.
But he's got our backs, all right? So good one, Harry. Nice.
Bang.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Little colour pieces come out because Luke Hemsworth, of course, of the famous Hemsworth clan.
Hey, he's a... Fame, he'd be doing something good.
He's the elder brother. Well, he's been talking to Men's Health. And,
okay, well, that is a good one.
Yeah, totally. And he's dabbled in Neighbours. He's part of Westworld on HBO.
Right.
But then you got the guys.
The real Hammers.
You got the Thors. Yeah. You got you know, those boys aren't mucking around.
Someone said to me the other day that I look a bit like Thor.
Yeah. Yeah, who was it?
M.
Yeah, she's top notch wife.
It was Friday night when she couldn't see.
When she come back,
yeah, her eyes were pinged.
Ping nights, I love it. But you know what? Luke's doing a great job. I said before, he's the Johnny Drama of the Hemsworth. He's doing great. But they're just on an insane echelon.
He's involved. He's involved in the race, but he just comes last.
But the black sheep, would you say?
Yeah.
Black sheep.
I would.
He's in there. He's having a kick. He said that they muck around. They're friends with each other. You know, they hang a bit. But he's on Jimmy Kimmel here having a bit of a chat about him and the boys' relationship.
Did you beat up on your brothers?
Every chance I could.
Right.
And I still do. You know, I mean, as
you have to.
They're really tall. They're actually quite soft. Quite ribby. And they cry a lot. And
they do.
I take great joy in making them cry.
When is honestly the last time you made one of them cry?
Just the other day.
Is that real? Is that real? Did Thor cry at the hands of Luke Hemsworth?
I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story. It's a tale to tell.
But we want to talk about black sheep. He's the black sheep of the family. You were discussing the other day.
I randomly said I was a black sheep, which is probably fair.
Yeah.
Academic sense, barrister, 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 physio, physio, me.
Hard hitter, folks, you know, yeah. Mm. And then I chose
then
the ball.
Then there's me.
I chose the Sharon, he says.
The Sharon chose me. But, yeah, no, I probably am the black sheep, to be honest with you. I remember one Christmas time, this is true, we had a big family dinner, and on that side of the family, we're all very clever, and a lot of barristers and stuff amongst that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got put on the kids' table, down on the plastic
table
and chairs.
The card table?
Your intellect down there.
Oh,
and I sat with, like, the six-year-olds.
You know who else
Who's
playing
Who's seen
with
the
balls?
Latest Bluey episode? Mate, no, the deciders are ripper, guys. Yeah, as they're talking about the politics and COVID and stuff, and I'm talking about Bluey.
Yeah, you know she's a girl. What?
That is mind blowing. The Bluey was a girl when I first started watching.
Black sheep, and they're everywhere. They're in every family, I think. We'll start with Adam. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Not bad, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, good. You're nominating yourself. You are the black sheep. Why?
So look, when I was younger, I was pretty good at T-ball, and then into junior baseball, and you know, I had like Perth Heat coach looking at me as a junior, maybe coming up through the ranks and all that sort of stuff.
Nice.
Then I hooked up, started hanging out with my sister's boyfriend, who was around about 20 or so then.
Yep.
I was about 11, 12, 13 coming up. And fell to the dark side, threw everything away basically. Traded my baseball uniform for a GG uniform, which would be government green.
In the big house.
Yeah, kind of threw it away, and then so that kind of darkened my white to a black. With the family, obviously.
Yeah.
But look, things have turned around. You know, I'm back on. You know, I don't have a house. I've got kids, and you know, this is a long time ago. So I'm back with Glenn, and things are looking
black
up.
Black sheep,
mate.
Come back. Good,
yeah,
but I still get that. You know, Adam's at the Christmas party.
Still got the hangover.
Your time away, mate, was that what you needed? Did you think at the time to straighten you up and give you time to reflect and get cracking again?
It opens your eyes and it makes you realise what's actually important in life, and that's your family and the people around you. And, you know, and you would be nowhere without them. So, and everything's successful. I've been now a T-ball coach for 25 years, and actually, Zave, I don't know if you remember me ringing up about Ellenbrook Easton's.
Yes, yes, vaguely, yes.
So, you know, our first season, just a bit of info on that, 21 T-ball teams, 3 women's softball teams, 3 men's softball teams, the women's D1 Mississippi Five straight into the finals. Look, mate, and you know you guys put it out there for us, and I'd like to thank you for that as well.
No, pleasure.
I've turned my life around, and it's easy enough for people to do, mate. You know, right. They're just going to put their head down and think about it.
Message
know?
Good to man, Black Sheep. Ace.
Well Work. Done, mate. Congratulations on your turnaround, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Oh, welcome to Michelle's show.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you. All right, you're one of three sisters. Who is it? Is it you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm one of four sisters.
Oh, one of four. Right.
Yeah. So my three sisters are all like 2 years apart. So mm-hmm. they're, you know, very close. And then I came 19 years later.
Oh.
So they're 19 years between me and the
Sounds like a planned pregnancy to me, Linda.
Absolutely. Let's try again, damn it.
Definitely planned. and I was born in a different country. They were all born in the same country. I was born in a different country. I'm academic. They not academic. And because of the age difference, I was like a bit like you, Xavier. I was always put on the table with the kids rather than, you know, where I should have really been.
Yeah.
But more so, they can speak three languages and I can speak two. And so if they didn't want me to understand anything, they would speak that third language.
What are the languages, Linda? If you what's the one that you don't know?
Secret language, yeah.
French.
Things change, or are you still the black sheep, Linda?
No, things have changed, but, you know, my life is completely different to them.
Yeah.
You know, being 19 years younger, I'm a completely different generation to them.
What could have been that night with the French lady?
Yeah.
I could have been speaking. I was speaking for the French that night. Goat man, good morning.
Yeah, morning. How are you?
Yeah, black goat mate,
man's
tell us.
Black sheep.
Mate, I don't think I could stand prison food, but I haven't been to Big House, but I never progressed much. Never started wearing shoes till I was about 20.
Wow, right.
Still climbing trees now.
What's that, sorry? What was the last thing you said?
I'm still climbing trees
still
now.
Still climbing trees now? Rest of the family
there,
not done tree bound?
Nah, the rest of the family are pretty advanced compared to me, but I'm still a bit of a caveman, never really went past, I reckon about year seven. That's where the school learning stopped and the life learning started.
Beautiful. Simple pleasures in life. I don't mind. Mm. It's still, I wish the family had climbed more trees, you know. Just bring it in.
Great calls, everyone.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, now we've got to talk about this, okay?
What are we
talking
about,
we're
mate?
Deep in AFL, but every now and then the NRL will provide a story to us that you're like, oh, too good to pass up.
Right. Oh, not the whistle.
Okay, so
there.
Fill me in first. Kalen Ponga, Knights, is that right?
Newcastle Knights, cap superstar, one of the face of the league, I would say, in terms of youthful coming up to be the absolute megastar, born in Western Australia, born up north.
Okay.
Before heading over east. An absolute talent.
So he's not kicking about, he's a star.
Just signed one of the biggest contracts in the competition.
Okay, so the story is... There's been a short clip circulating. Yeah, no, I just needed some background. But Kalen Ponga and Kurt Mann were seen and filmed walking out of a toilet cubicle, okay, drinks in hand. Here's a news report on what's gone down.
Footage taken here at Newcastle's Delaney Hotel on Saturday night shows a security guard clearly shocked by who he was ushering out of a toilet cubicle. Knights player Kurt Mann and captain Kalen Ponga both holding drinks.
Dear, oh dear. Now, the four-second clip. Both holding drinks. Got the bourbon and Coke in hand.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds terrible, but don't worry. Kalen's dad knows exactly what was going on. Nothing to see here.
So just a single cubicle, two blokes
single
in
Single cubicle,
it.
Two guys, fully dressed, walk out, drinks in hand. Hang on, what have you been doing in there?
Right, okay.
Well, get your mind out of the gutter and stop thinking bad things, because Kalen's dad knows exactly what's going on.
Ponga's father, Andre, offered an explanation for why Kalen and Kurt Mann, who's out with an injury, were in a cubicle together, saying he celebrated with a few drinks, he was sick in the toilet, and his mate went in to help him.
Makes sense to me.
All right.
Oh, what? If he was a girl and had long hair and he had to have his hair pulled back, that would fly?
You know, well, he just purchased a house on Saturday, so he was very excited.
His hand was sore from signing the contract, and his mate had to go and help him.
Help him out.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. As a man, have you ever entered a cubicle with another man going, oh, I feel a bit shady, can you just watch out for me? Come in the cubicle with
me. A bit grumbly in the stomach. Do you mind just making sure it passes cleanly and quickly?
Exactly. Can you just stroke my temple here while I'm doing my bits and pieces? Yeah.
Mate, just my neck, and it got a bit of pressure on it. Just rub it out whilst I'm spewing in the toilet. No, I haven't done that.
Can you go to the bar and get me a wet flannel? I'll let you back in.
Knock twice. Knock twice. Pause. Knock twice again. Righto, Kurt, in your cup. Still feeling a bit wheezy.
Oh, God.
Still feeling a bit wheezy. His dad sounds like the dad that when you go out on a Friday night and you're 16 or whatever, and I don't condone this behaviour anymore. And you throw caution to the wind and you've stolen something from the cabinet and you look a bit crook the next day, really crook. And you, oh, Dad, I think I ate something. Oh, jump into bed, bud. You've had a rough night with some food, have you? Come on, Dad.
Why can't you be like Kaylin's dad? Kaylin's dad would get it.
Yeah. Kaylin's dad's the best. He lets us go to the toilets together.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Our next guest is the better looking half of Australia's favourite duo.
This was a test to see where the line was.
He's a triple threat, this bloke. Radio, TV, author, and he filled your ears with all the cricket news all summer long.
Finally some expertise in the box here, guys.
Now he's back on your screens as The 100 returns to Channel 9. We miss him on radio. Please welcome Andy Lee.
Oh, Andy.
Welcome.
Hey, guys, what an intro.
I reckon, Andy, I'm just going to go straight to... Oh, maybe the cricket's the thing you're best at. Maybe, you know, in all of those brilliant things that you've done, maybe the cricket was the one that...
Have you ever peeled off 100, Andy?
No, I was a bowler. Well, not even. I attempted quick bowler, but never quite got to 100 runs. I was a batsman earlier in my life, and then I got scared of the ball.
Now, that's a common thing. It's bloody hard.
Look, before we get into the show, Andy, signed up for the third season, which is awesome. Oh, yeah. The footy this weekend, every video that's going around is just of crushed Carlton people. How did you go?
Yep. Yeah, I was there, and I must admit, I thought that we'd done enough with around about a minute to go. So it was pretty deflating, but it sets us up for an unreal Sunday, Carlton Collingwood. There's so many good games going on. Even the derby over in the West Coast is a great game.
What are we thinking, Andy? Will they get 95,000 of the G on Sunday?
Absolutely. Sold out from... I bought my tickets 2 weeks ago.
Jeez.
Funnily enough, the MCC and the MCG were selling the tickets well before the Melbourne Carlton game. I think they knew that people were going to be lining up, so it's going to be a huge one.
Hey, Andy, the show was going to be back on the TV last week, but of course, with the sad news about Olivia Newton-John, you got bumped. I think in the pantheon of your great career, being bumped for Olivia Newton-John, it's probably reasonable and fair enough.
Absolutely. It was the honourable thing to do.
Yeah.
In fact, it was Hamish and I were talking about it because we had a show called Real Stories back in the day.
Oh, yes.
Our very first show, not True Story. I don't know why we named so similarly. But and we launched around the time that Steve Irwin passed away. So we had a tribute. I'm used to getting bumped for great Aussies, so I hope we're not a curse at all when shows are coming back.
Speaking of shows coming back, season 3 this year for The 100, how does re-signing go? Is it a call? Do they say, come in, sit down? How does it run?
We put it to the 100 and we go, you reckon Andy's worth this much? And if it comes back at 51% yes, I go, yeah.
It gets over the line.
thankfully, they... as you guys know, in television, you can be sitting there going, gosh, is this working or is it going to work? So they're always very sheepish with contracts very early on. And then when they're onto something, they're keen to sign you for a very long time. And they've got that trust in the show now, which is good. So I think they've already signed season 4 as well. So I'm feeling a little bit better about it.
Nice. You think, what about, I'm a week-to-week contract goer. You think they might have signed up, June 8?
Yeah, you still need me? Yeah.
When you are doing a show, The 100, it just says in the screen, tonight after the block, when you sit there and think of shows and toe-ins, you'd be pretty content with the block being on before you?
Oh, absolutely. I try to contract that and math. As long as I'm off the back of the boat, it's a nice little... If you're talking in surfing parlance, it's a nice little toe into a big wave. So I'm pretty happy with that, and I can just try and ride it if we can hang on.
I mean,
obviously, math and the block, it's all about arguments. And so we've taken a leaf out of air book. And I wanted to offer this to you guys as well. We've got a new segment on tonight's show, which is called Couples Court. And if you're in a disagreement with your partner and you both still think you're in the right, come on and explain it, and 100 Australians will decide who's in the right.
That's fabulous.
All right, Ando, on Friday night, my wife came home speaking Swahili and couldn't get out of bed on Saturday morning because she was hungover. I had the day with the kids. I'm in the right and she's in the wrong, I would have thought.
Well, you'd present that case, and then she would bring up in evidence the 1,000 times you've done it to her.
Correct. The million times.
Not the first rodeo. I love it. In the show, Andy, of course, you have guests on and all that sort of business. Who's the guest that you never know where they're going to come from with their answer?
Oh, certainly not Hamish Blake. I know him very, very well. That's a great question. Look, it's some of the younger up-and-coming comedians that people may not have heard of as much. Sam Campbell, Aaron Chen. Tom Cashman's on this year. These are not household names, but this new wave of comedians are bloody absurd, and I get often very, very surprised. But to be honest, Sophie Monk is the most surprising person.
She's on tonight.
I never know what she's going to say. She's on tonight, and I never know what she's going to say, and she doesn't even know she's being funny, but she's easily the funniest out of all of them.
And have you had to wind back any of the recordings? I've watched a few episodes, and I've had a really good laugh and gone, oh, that's gone straight to the boundary. Any edits that have had to be taken out along the journey with some of these comedians?
Yeah, absolutely. We only leave their best stuff in. There's a joke that I say early on in tonight's episode that the network didn't want in. I've won that battle. It's in, so people will either be offended and switch off, or it'll remain. But you can judge for yourself when you see it.
Oh, can you give us a theme of what the joke is before, without giving it away, so we go, oh, there it is.
Okay, yeah, it's to do with a bridge.
Oh, nice. All right, keep an eye on it tonight.
And before we let you go, mate, we do need to get a prediction for Sunday's big clash. The Carlton supporters have gone through so much. Their arch enemies, Collingwood, playing for a top four as well.
Do Carlton get into the finals?
Charlie Curnow's won the Coleman with an injury to Jeremy Cameron. Things are looking good for the Blue Baggers. Do they make finals?
Yep. We win comfortably, thankfully, on Sunday with a 27-point win, and then we have to face Collingwood again at the G 2 weeks later, and it's a much tighter affair. But we win that before we go on and go straight through and win the grand final. So it's nice. It's nice to know that certainly you watch the games differently when you know that's the outcome.
Yeah.
The good news, Andy, is you get Collingwood at exactly the right time. They're in shocking form coming off one loss in a row.
One loss in 12 weeks.
Exactly, Ben. Exactly. They're done. I mean, it'd be interesting. Is DeGoey playing or is he still out?
I reckon DeGoey might be out. Mm. Hip flexor.
Yeah, you get him at the right time.
Knife him, Ando.
Andy, good luck tonight, my friend. We'll all be watching. Go well.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate your time. Take care.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Straight to the drone.
Nah. You've droned early, mate. We've got to set it up.
I'm just going to ask
way too early.
What's going on? What is happening here? This is a fracas.
What is going on?
Well, the headline I found this morning, Basil, is I was flicking through the local rag.
Oh, I'm a vulnerable man, you know, mate.
your skin's that thin.
Delicate, I'll call you. Yes.
Basil Zemplis again goes missing. Goes missing from Premier Mark McGowan's invite list for another major Perth announcement.
Kick straight back into the drone. Didn't need to wait this time.
I'll speak to Mosh and I'll get you some treatment if you keep going this early.
I think it was warranted.
Right. Mr. Zemplis.
Yes, that's fine.
You've gone missing again.
Mr. Zemplis.
Why are you going missing
So yesterday, there was an announcement yesterday, Michelle.
And what is it? They announced that there's going to be an Aboriginal Cultural Centre that'll open in 2028.
So just on that, that's massive for Western Australia and huge for not only Western Australia, Australia, but also for the city. And it's going to be like...
So it's in the city?
There is...
Or down the beach or something?
No. In the city? It's in the city. In the city, in front of the concert hall, on a bit of land currently occupied by the Terrace Road car park, which the city of Perth run.
Right. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. Are you having a Barney?
What's going on?
Well, no. So people are asking that question because yesterday when the press conference was on, the federal government
I went down. I had my media accreditation. I was looking to get a quick bite for Carbo for the news about the
Cultural
Centre.
Who invited you along there?
Yeah, who invited
media?
You?
Direct invite?
Mr. McGowan.
Well, next time round, could you just say any chance the Lord Mayor could be invited?
So why weren't you there?
Well, I don't...
And why aren't you at these events?
I don't do the inviting X-Man. I just go where I am asked to go, and I wasn't invited to that news conference.
So you missed that one, but you...
you're shoddy drone.
Can I...
But you would have been to... So why such a big deal about this press conference? Because you would have done heaps together.
How many have you done together?
How many have you done?
No, we haven't done any together.
Oh, no. Can I spin this and give it a bit of a midday TV feel? Yeah. How do we mend this? Ooh. How do we step forward? How do we make it a new day for Mark and Basil?
No, well, there's no issue from my point of view.
Or Mazel.
If the Premier walked in, we'd be very friendly. I'd be happy and obliging and welcoming.
Did you do something silly on that flight to Rome? Did you spoon him by accident?
We didn't really chat on the flight to Rome, actually.
No chat.
Not really, no. But I had a bit of a sleep, you know.
Did Mark McGowan not like you?
Well, you'd have to ask Mark McGowan that. But I don't, in all seriousness, for just a moment, I don't perceive there to be any problem from my point of view. I have got no issues with the Premier of Western Australia. None. Now, for whatever reason, I have been, or the City of Perth has not been included in that announcement yesterday. My view is we should have been. Clearly, we're stakeholders. It's happening in the City of Perth. It's a landmark development for our country and for our state. And it's going to be right in the heart of the City of Perth on land currently occupied under a management order by the City of Perth, the Terrace Road car park. We operate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to negotiate our way out of that. So I was... I don't know if I was surprised or not. But what I do know is... Uplifting music now.
Yeah. You're invited to the next one.
The phone rang. A few people wanted to have a chat to me. Happy to chat.
So what, you did your own press conference around the corner?
I got asked to. So I did.
Yeah. How many metres away?
It's about 400 metres.
Now,
I just think a high tea, a couple of nice words to each other.
Well, you know, hang on, X. Let me put it back on you. How many times have you asked the producers of this program to contact the Premier's office and ask if the Premier will come on the program?
Well, Michelle made the point earlier that she used to be on Hit WA, a regional radio.
Oh, don't tell me you've had him on.
numerous times. We've had Mark McGowan on numerous times.
Well, hang on, maybe there is a blue there.
Save Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Learner driver instructor has fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm. This is shocking. This is actually
shocking. It's actually terrible.
And this is incredible that somebody wasn't killed.
The learner driver's clocked up 164 kilometres an hour
this
while this instructor's
this is in
asleep.
Western Australia.
Down south, this has happened on the Albany Highway. It's wild. I mean, unbelievable. But it's, forget about the seriousness of that. Falling asleep at work, like... How do you do it? I don't know, but I've done it. Don't worry about it. And I think everyone has. There's a few people that do purposeful naps. Mm. Last Friday, Sean, you said you got a little.
Yeah, we had a little work do Thursday night, and I was a bit sticky Friday morning
after
the show.
I know what you're
gonna say. Everyone went home, and I was on that little orange couch there, just on TikTok, and then just scrolling aimlessly. And then about 10 minutes later, just kind of chunked and woke up.
I rang you because I need to ask you a question. He goes, "Oh, I'm just waking up on the couch at work." Okay, you're still there.
Back in the not so distant past when I was still doing the sport every night, but off the back of early mornings here and then a long day at City Perth. Then I'd go and get my makeup done, sit in the green room just outside the studio. Mm. And I would sometimes just in that little bit in the commercial break between my bit and the bit before, I'd just sit on the couch waiting to go in. And I would often fall asleep and it'd actually be Rick and Sue on the TV in front of me saying, Basil's Emphasis is up next. Yeah. Wake me up and go, jeepers, I better get in there.
That's not the only time I've seen you go to sleep either, Baz. Remember that when we thought it might have been COVID, but it wasn't COVID. Oh, when Baz slept between every song that couch,
oh, just, 40 just minute power nap,
and would come in and go, I don't think it's COVID.
Paramedics said a lesser man would have died, you know. The paramedics said, we can't believe you're still alive. You're incredible.
I went down the back to the park, grabbed a wheelbarrow full of soil, and was going to cover him. He was dead, brown bread on the couch, dead. Barrow or no day, we're on their way.
That's a big nap. But I think some people purposely have naps at work, some people just not off. I've got a little something that I did on work experience. You know, you've got to wow them when you come out the gates, and I fell asleep. Admittedly, I wanted to be a radiographer, and there's only so much you can do, which is nothing when you're watching a brain scan and you're 15. You know what I mean? Want me to press the buttons? No, just sit there, Michelle.
Just watch.
Slept.
Yeah, slept through it.
Yeah.
This story that started these conversations is completely wild. The headline, learner driver allegedly clocked 164 kilometres while instructor was asleep with illegal drug in her system.
Jeepers, that is.
That is a story and a half. 164 and the instructor is snoozing on the job with an L-plater. On the gear.
We're lucky that we're able to laugh about it now and not talking about this in a much more serious sense.
So true. The car's been impounded, everything. Falling asleep on the job, Michelle.
Yeah, falling asleep. If you've done it, give us a call. If you know someone, dob someone in. There's always someone who nips away for a nap.
There are some jobs where it's very, very dangerous to fall asleep. Other jobs where you can have a bit of a laugh. Absolutely. It doesn't matter so much.
Let's start it off with Ashley from Caramel. Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
All right, very well. Now, you falling asleep at work, is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, girl, dob yourself in. What happened?
So I'm a teacher and nothing is more boring than supervising a test.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes.
Yep.
So, doing the test is pretty boring too, to be honest.
Yeah, I can admit that. So I had a little bit of a headache, took some Panadol, got myself a nice comfy position to watch the class, make sure no one was cheating.
Yes, good.
I was a little too close to a comfy wall, and the next thing I know, up against the wall, dozed off, slid down it. The only reason the kids knew I was okay is apparently I snore.
Slid down the wall, and kids that's a grand.
Half an hour test, and the kids had 11 hours to complete it.
But I must say, Ash, how'd you feel after your snooze? I bet the energy was back.
Oh, it was. Not so good.
I bet you every kid got 100% as well.
A lot of sporting organisations have beds in them.
Power nap?
To go and have a snooze.
I don't know if West Coast have now. Frio certainly have
West
got
Coast
the
do.
Power
yeah,
beds
they
in
they
there.
Certainly did.
We've got the power couch out the outside of the studio here.
Also known as Baz's coffin. That's what I'm going to put a plaque on that.
Paramedic said this, but we can't believe this bloke's alive. I actually said that. I actually said this bloke should be
Hold
dead.
Hold the mirror under his nose and nothing.
What an unbelievable concept.
More nose.
Another
it's what you
this
do.
This is honestly
what you do.
That is number for HR. Give you another year.
Let's move this on. Maddie's from Waikiki. Maddie, you've fallen asleep at work or what?
I have, a few times.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy Moses. Are you a pilot?
No, I'm not a pilot. I'm an aircraft technician.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness for that.
They break them, I fix them.
They break them, you fix them. So where did you have a nap at work?
So we do a little procedure called a fuel trim. So if we put a new engine in, we take the aircraft up and we match the two fuel computers so they're all in tune together. And so the job is to sit in the back and basically wait until they get to certain height, and certain RPM, and then we trim them up. And, very often sitting in the back just with a nice slow vibration, a little bit of jet fuel in the air, you're nice and warm, and it's quite easy to doze off and then you just get a shake and get told to do your job.
Yeah,
oh, wow. That's fair. I love it. Napping in a helicopter.
Yeah. Maddie, just quickly before you let you go, Baz is vulnerable this morning. Sean's potted in with his nose about a minute ago. Michelle went nose gear. Anything you want to add to it? McGowan doesn't like him. Anything you want to add to Baz's day?
Oh, come on.
Look, mate, I've always appreciated Baz's beak.
Oh. Hey,
I thought it was Baz.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you, Matt.
Jess, good morning.
Hey, Jess.
Jess
is falling asleep now.
I was going to say, she's
unbelievable.
You're there. Right, this is where they go, no, it's Tess. Is it Jess?
Yeah, it's Jess.
Righto, right, Jess.
What happened? Where'd you fall asleep?
So I used to work in this office with like an amazing, kind of one of these really fancy offices. And I was pregnant at the time and just could not stay awake after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just go to the bathroom, put the seat down, set my alarm for like 10 minutes, and take a snooze, a power nap to keep me going for another 3 hours.
I love this. A power toilet nap. A good, a solid 10 minutes and then bang, out again. Jess, you wouldn't even know. That's beautiful.
No.
The TAC or whatever it's called, certainly over East, it was used to run the 15 minute power nap ads nonstop. Yes. Used to always think 15 minute power nap's not enough. Mm. Have kids, you get 8 minutes out, you're up and
so
about.
It's amazing how much you do feel better after a power nap, don't you?
Jeez, get you going.
Let's go to Jade in Butler. Hey, Jade.
Hey, how are you guys?
Jade.
Oh, wow, where do you get the kip in?
Well, I work on the mines many years and driving a big haul truck during night shift, you can get a bit weary.
Yep. Mm.
So you'd pull up under the digger, smash in a quick 2-3 minute power nap, then the horn goes on the digger and off you go again.
Oh no.
2 or 3 minutes. Was that enough, Jade?
That's
2 or 3?
Yeah, keep me going.
Yeah.
You're impressive, Jade.
We call them the Zempler snooze.
Oh, hang on.
Down the couch. The death snooze, we call that. Any longer than 3 minutes, we rolled him on his side. Troy, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, falling asleep on the job.
I nearly died. Seriously. I nearly died and they're laughing at me.
Oh, my Lord.
I pulled his tongue out, make sure it wasn't choking on it. We went back.
Good thing, like, the B cup gets the best air.
Yeah, stuck that through the air-conditioned vent. Just popped the extra oxygen through. Troy, good morning. Mate, falling asleep, tell us about it.
Mate, I just moved over to WA and decided to get my HR licence.
Yep.
Okay.
And on my last test, I had to drive for an hour, and the old fella beside me decided to have a bit of a snooze.
Just a nap. Just had full confidence in you, Troy.
Yeah, full confidence, obviously, and passed me flying colours.
As you say, woke up and said, oh, that was a good drive there. Yeah, mate, I did 164 down the freeway on Pingers, but hey, we're good to go.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, no.
Get a fanfare ready, Shani. I do not believe he's made it through.
I don't believe he's made it through
It's
either.
The mouse. Hey, mouse, have you managed to speak to Michelle one-on-one yet?
No, but I'll give Michelle the tip, though. If she's going to go to Rambler on Swan,
right,
my go-to there is the Rambler salad with salmon. It is absolutely fantastic.
All right. Oh, shutting there. It down. Yeah. I like
anything else
it.
We need to touch on, Mouse, before we talk about falling asleep on the job?
Yeah, we did, because we had a great show at the sold-out Sundown at Rambler last Friday.
Come on.
But listen,
yes,
back
Mouse.
In the day,
yeah.
1987, back in 1987, I was a gardener in Canberra. I was playing footy there, and I used to be at Duntroon as the gardener, but they used to, you know, send us out to different areas. Like I laid the lawn on the new Parliament House, helped do that, right?
Yeah.
Now, one day.
Michelle's starting to get interested in us.
One day, when I was playing footy in Canberra, we had a big all-night session at the ANZ Disco. So I went straight to work. I went straight to work as a gardener at Duntroon.
Yeah.
And I thought they sent me out to the general's house for the day. So about 11:30, the general went out, and I thought I'll zip home and do me washing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought I'll lie down for 15 minutes and have a sleep while the washing's going around.
Yeah.
And I woke up and it was 12:30, and I thought, beauty, I'll go back to work. But it wasn't 12:30 in the afternoon. It was 12:30 in the morning.
Unbelievable, Mousy.
The next day I had to go back to the general's house. Oh, was I crapping myself? Thought, I'm gone for sure. Luckily, he'd gone home and not come back as well, so he didn't know I wasn't even there.
Oh, beautiful, Mousy.
Sleeping beauty. There it
and
is.
Then we went to Acapulco. And,
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Of course, this is the segment where I just put my brush through a few things and find something good that's floating around, something bad, and something that's pretty ugly that has happened this week.
He puts his stamp on the day. I like this.
Do you know what? I'm used to it, and I like it too.
And watch out, Essendon Football Club. What about me being reported as the CEO all through yesterday's media?
I do enjoy it.
Zave Ballas.
Power moves.
Spelt Essendon wrong too. Just
Essendon.
It's not Den the Sash, guys. Yeah. Spell it right. Hey, let's start with the good.
The good. What a beauty!
Now, Michelle, what's the weather doing outside? Mm.
She's fairly, she's rainy.
And what's the weather done all winter pretty much here in Perth?
Just rain.
It's rain. Now, on Sunday morning, now I'm not a beach guy at the best of times when it's 40 degrees, 35
degrees. White legs, pasty, all
that. Yeah, like fat as a house. So I never really get into the dickies and get into the drink. But on Sunday morning, I went for a swim.
What? Did you just?
Sunday morning, winter swim. Now, I went because I was asked to go for a swim for a fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Troy Carlin is a mate who hit up my wife, who said his two kids have got type 1 diabetes.
Okay. Right.
Every single day of winter, 92 days of winter, he's going for a swim in the ocean with someone to raise money for type 1 diabetes.
And you were the partner on Sunday.
And I went on Sunday, there's different people all throughout the winter.
And you're slotted in for next Sunday.
Yeah. So I got lucky. Sunday was actually a beautiful day, it doesn't matter. Every single day of winter, he's been in there and all the money he's going to. So if you do want to donate Winter Ocean Dip Challenge, it's all going to the Family Centre Type 1 Diabetes here in Perth.
Brilliant.
Which is fantastic, and well done to him. It's a very, very good thing, and I was only there for one day, not 92.
Nice.
So well done.
Not bad.
Let's try not to make things worse.
You know what I learned then is that winter has 92 days.
Well,
what happened then?
Not bad.
Let's try not to make things any worse.
What's that?
Is that a sniff? Smelling the bed.
Oh,
that's off.
No, I know what that is.
Don't ever crack.
Come on, Basil.
Mary, you all right?
Please grab your oxygen mask first before looking after kids.
Come on. Pick your own mask first, then look after the kids.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, so a story's come out of the NRL involving one of their superstars, face of the NRL, I'd say, biggest name in the NRL, Callum Ponga. He was videoed coming out of a toilet with his mate Kurt Mann on the weekend. Here's a report.
Footage taken here at Newcastle's Delaney Hotel on Saturday night shows a security guard clearly shocked by who he was ushering out of a toilet cubicle. Oh, yeah. Knights player Kurt Mann and captain Kalyn Ponga both holding drinks.
So they went in there just to cheers. That a drink?
Mate, everybody knows they're big name rugby league players, right? And in Sydney, they can't go anywhere and get any peace and quiet.
Yeah.
And sometimes the only place those guys can find peace and quiet.
They wanted to have a couple of minutes.
I think so.
Well, okay, so you've gone down that path, which I think's great and admirable that you've tried to find
a reason. I'm searching for a defence for them, yeah.
Callum Ponga's father just jumped to his defence.
Oh, yeah. Ponga's father, Andre, offered an explanation for why Kalyn and Kurt Mann, who's out with an injury, were in a cubicle together, saying he celebrated with a few drinks, he was sick in the toilet, and his mate went in to help him.
That's what mates do. They stand by one another.
So they might have gone in for peace and quiet. There's a couple of minutes to talk game plan and strategy.
What else would they be doing, X? What are you suggesting?
No, I got no idea.
Do you reckon Kalyn rang his dad and said, "Dad, don't ever talk to the media again about..."
To be honest with you, it's probably taking the pressure off a bit. Now we're all giggling. So he bought a house that day and it celebrated a little bit too hard on the sauce.
What about that, though? What a family. The big Ponga and the little Ponga.
In they go, looking after each other.
And the ugly.
Not this time.
Here we go.
Now, the ugly, the beautiful Danny Shuey, filling on the rush hour at the moment.
You're a brilliant job.
I mean, there's radio craft.
Yeah, hard act to follow, too. Big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
You calling me a clown?
She's a ripper. Are you talking about her shoes or the shoes to be coming?
No, Michelle's shoes are the ones that have needed to be filled.
Now, I was listening to the radio last. I've been listening to the rush hour. I'm a big fan of Danny. She's the best rush hour talent we've had in the last 3 weeks.
How's Embers going? By the way,
Embers is a bit slow. But anyway, Danny wrote a song.
Yeah. Did she?
For Embers. And now singing on radio is a thing that just shouldn't be.
Did you ever sing? Did you ever sing on the rush hour?
No, only just because accidentally I'd be like, yeah, I love that.
So it's gone to a new level, the rush hour.
I'm not penning songs.
Rush hour was 2 hours, by the way.
With a choreographer dance as well. Danny Shuey.
Daddy used to play AFL.
A good start.
Just ask him, and he will tell you that's true.
It's good.
A Norm Smith too.
Oh,
I like it.
And then, so that's just your little opening up the pipes a little bit.
Yeah.
She then invites Westo in.
Oh, no.
Daddy still holding on.
Westo!
It doesn't make a difference. It was 16 years ago. He loves your mama and his jet black locks he's got.
Westo's in there. So she's written that song for Embers, who's obviously very close to going on parental leave.
I've always wondered what Westo does on that show. Now I know.
It sings.
Yeah, you're gone.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.